Social Salad family. It's Megan.
And Sydney.
Good job, Sydney. Welcome to our first podcast. For this first podcast, we wanted to talk about how we knew what to do when we started our businesses and an obstacle that we faced. We've been getting a lot of questions about starting a business, so we thought we'd share part of our story to help inspire you to keep moving forward in your business. Sydney, you started a marketing business.
Yes.
How did you know what to do when you started? Like, how did you know where to start?
Okay, so to be honest, I had no idea what I was doing. I thought I knew enough, though, to get started, so I went for it. I was 21 years old, with very little work experience, and I just knew that I was really driven. And what I knew was what I wanted and what I didn't. So I wanted to create freedom. I wanted creative freedom. I wanted to be able to work from anywhere in the world. I wanted to be responsible for creating my own salary and not limited to questioning whether or not I'll get a raise. I wanted to control how my day went and call the shots, and I wanted to fail and grow from that and have the mistakes fall on me instead of someone else. I can relate to a lot of entrepreneurs, I think, who provide a service and who also sell a product. I think that's what makes me a little bit unique. And my first company was my marketing firm. My second was my product line. The reason that I mention this is because starting a marketing firm is totally from creating a product. The processes are just, they couldn't be more different, in my opinion. There's certain things that are similar, but there's a lot that just, it's a product is different. So I didn't know what I was doing when I started my marketing firm, and I'd never created a product. So I took advantage of my resources and made a commitment that I would invest in myself. And that's just how it was. I spent a couple of hours every single day reading articles online, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, asking questions in Facebook groups. And to be honest, when I started my marketing firm, which I was 20 or 21, I wasn't even a part of any Facebook group. So I did not take advantage of that at all. I relied on Google, YouTube, podcasts, and people that I knew who owned businesses. I assumed that the basics would be, you know, getting an LLC or building a website and to get my social media up, maybe some business cards and a marketing plan to get clients. I assumed that's what I needed. So other than that, I just learned as I went. I took risks. I asked questions. I called around. I did whatever I had to do until I got the answers. And I'm still like that today, because when you're building a business, it could be 10 years in and sometimes you just get stuck and you don't always have the answers. And it's okay to ask questions and to research. I still read every single day, and you have to learn. I was also fortunate enough that my dad was a business owner, so I could rely on him for business advice. However, he's in the construction industry, so it's not marketing and it's not product development. So I did have to rely a lot on myself and my resources. But in my opinion, when starting a business, you just kind of have to go for it. You'll learn along the way. And if you want something bad enough, you'll find a way. And that's what I did. And that's what I still do. And like I said, I don't always have the answers, but I use my resources to find them.
Yeah.
So Megan, what about you? How did you know what to do when starting Media by Megan?
I didn't. I feel the same way you did. I didn't know what to do, but I knew what I wanted from my own business. So my daughter is 2 now, and when she was born, I stopped working, and I was terrified that I wouldn't be able to find a job in the 3 to 5 years that I was going to not be working. I wanted something that was part-time, so I could pick her up from school and it would be, you know, worth my time financially. Or I wanted something that was full-time that could pay me enough to hire a nanny to pick her up. And I was just afraid that that span of 3 to 5 years was really going to mess with my hireability. And with either of those job choices, either of part-time or full-time, I stressed a lot about how to fit in my hobbies and the gym, which is a big part of my life.
That's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, right? So yeah. I stressed how to keep my lifestyle and be a good mom once I started working. So I knew I wanted to keep my lifestyle. I knew I wanted to work when I wanted to, basically be my own boss. And I wanted to make what I thought I was worth or even more, but I had no idea how. So what I did know, thanks in part to my debate days, thanks in part to, I guess, life today, was how to use Google. Like you, I knew how to research and how to use my Facebook group. So networking with people who can help you both in groups and out of groups is huge. So I joined not just groups in the social media industry, but I joined groups that evolved around starting your business. And in those groups, you know, you ask questions about financing to learn more, or not financing, you ask questions about the financial side to learn more about doing the books, mm-hmm. all of that. Ask people questions, network with those people. Through networking on Facebook groups, I was introduced to meetups.com. If you guys,
oh, I like meetups.com.
Yeah, if you haven't, check it out, if you don't know what it is. But you can actually meet people in your area who to network with, basically. They just have networking events. So networking and expanding your network, getting referrals from networking goes a long way to gaining trust for future potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess to sum up our first question, how did we know what to do when we started our businesses? We didn't, but we knew how to research and we knew how to network. Basically, we knew we had questions. So instead of saying, we don't know how to do it, so we're just not going to do it, we found out the answers.
And never be afraid to ask questions either. Everyone starts somewhere and you're not always going to have the answers. So ask, and don't ever think that, you know, I see a lot of people will write in the group like, this might be a dumb question. It's not a dumb question, because if you have a question about something and you don't know the answer, then it's not a dumb question, because that could actually benefit your business, the answer. So don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, even if you do ask the questions, that's not going to stop you from facing other obstacles.
Yes.
So Sydney, when you started the marketing firm, what was one of your biggest obstacles?
So one of my biggest obstacles, which I actually still deal with today, is being a perfectionist. When you're a perfectionist, in my opinion, you cannot win. You think you're going to win by perfecting everything, but in the end, you end up just wasting a lot of time. And I wasted a lot of time perfecting my website or my social media or my email campaigns, and nothing got done. And every newsletter, no matter what it was, all that time spent, I was never happy. In the end, I was never happy. And the truth is that I ended up getting my first 5, maybe 6 or 7 clients without a website, without a newsletter, and without my social media. I spent hours every single day believing that if I kept perfecting my work, that for some reason I would get more clients or my business would be built faster. I don't know what it was. But looking back now and, you know, looking at my actions now too, I think that perfectionism comes from anxiety, the anxiety of what if it's not good enough? What if I fail? What will others think? What does it look professional enough? I think I let in the beginning, my fears dictate my actions. And I think that a lot of people can relate. And I think a lot of people don't even realize that it's anxiety underneath perfectionism. I didn't realize it until actually thinking about this question before the podcast, that if you're a perfectionist, you're working to reach whatever goal it is you have in your mind, and you're never getting there. So obviously anxiety is behind it. And how I overcame it was by realizing that I just needed to start, that nothing done, and I didn't have money coming in because I was working so much on things that really were okay to go out. I needed to get past being a perfectionist and realize that I can improve along the way. And that mentality is what got me through. But the fact was that, you know, when I was struggling with thinking that my website wasn't good enough or this wasn't good enough, is that a lot of people did look at my material and I got compliments like, oh, wow, this looks great. Or how long have you been in business for? I think you put so much time into your business because it's your business. You're putting, mm-hmm. you're investing in it. It's huge. It's an accomplishment. But I just wanted to succeed. And that's where the perfectionism stemmed from, I thought. But in order to succeed, I just needed to get started. So just
but to be honest, you're still kind of like that today.
Yeah, I am. No, I still am like that because I put a lot of time into what I do because I'm still a perfectionist today because I want people to gain a lot of value from everything I put out there. I really care about what I do and I really care about how other people see what I do because I want them to learn. When it comes to my marketing firm, I want them to learn. Or when it comes to my product, I want them to love the product. I want them to see what I see in the product. And so that's where I think also people might think their perfectionism stems from. But at the end of the day, if you're a perfectionist, it's from underlying anxiety. At some point, yeah. you have to just get going and you have to know that in your mind that if you want to succeed, you just need to get started and you can improve along the way. And as long as you have the essentials, a website up or a social media page or you can get whatever it is, you can get started and build as you go and improve as you go. People won't look at it like how you're looking at it. It's mm-hmm, all about that's
very true.
Yeah. People will look at something and they won't think twice about half of the things that you're analyzing, but it's mm-hmm. because it's yours. And when it's yours, you think more about it. And the truth is that I think it's all about selling yourself. So like I said, when I got started, I got my first five or so clients without anything, without a website, social media, without results. So if you walk into appointment with a potential client or you're trying to sell one of your products, do it confidently. You'll sell. Go in and sell yourself. That is a huge, like the number one way I manage being a perfectionist is that mm-hmm. I know that I can sell myself. I can sell anything and I'm confident in what I'm doing and I believe in what I'm doing. So I go Absolutely. In, I'm confident and my results show for themselves.
I think I want to emphasize what you just said for a second. I sold myself. So I think that works not just if you have anxiety, but I think that works in all aspects of any issue you're facing with your business. So mm-hmm. many people don't realize the huge asset they are to their business. You are your brand. So when Totally. You sell people on you, that will sell them on your product.
Oh, for sure. Some people have like a, I don't know what the word is, just like a magnetic energy, like everywhere they go. Yeah, they're charismatic. People like them. And sometimes you don't always feel so confident. I was so nervous going to my first meetings with potential clients. I had so much anxiety, but I went in there and I faked my confidence because I knew that, okay, maybe this marketing company is new.
Fake it to make it.
Yeah, maybe this product is new, but I know I can sell. I've had jobs before in sales and I know I can sell. So why is this any different? I started this company for a reason. I believe in what I'm doing and I need to believe in myself. And at the end of the day, when you keep, you know, doing something repeatedly and you'll start to feel that confidence. And no, if you act confident, no one will know that you're not. I mean, you should be, but no one will know if you're feeling, and I'm not saying that you're not confident. I'm saying if you go into something and you don't feel as confident, maybe it's new to you or, you know, you really want to get that new client or you really want to sell that product, but you're just nervous, which is totally normal. If you fake it, no one will be able to tell the difference. And eventually mm-hmm. you'll build up the confidence when you realize, oh, hey, I'm actually selling. People really like this. And I think that that's really important. One other thing that I want to touch on is that in addition to being a perfectionist and maybe not feeling as confident about what you're doing because it's the start and because it's new, something that made me so anxious was that when I first started, I didn't have any results to show for because I didn't have any clients yet. So going back to the first question about how did we know what to do when we were getting started, I knew that people were going to ask me, how can I see some of your results? Or,
yes.
you know, that's a very common question. And that made me anxious like any other person mm-hmm. because I didn't have anything. So I did two things. One, what I offered for in my marketing company was not just social media. I offered graphic design, website development. I outsourced a lot. And so what I did was I had contracts with my freelancers and they gave me permission to one, put some of their work on my site. So that showed, you know, some of the business that we've done mm-hmm. or that they've done, but they wanted to advertise it. And two, I did know graphic design, so I created some graphics. They were mock-ups. It didn't have anyone's name on it, but I started going after clients in real estate, and I created listing presentations, and I created flyers for, you know, listings for sale or if something just sold, and I would show people that. And the other thing I did was I used statistics. I used what I knew, and I used being a millennial, which it's as crazy as it sounds. I grew up with social media, and it comes naturally. To me, it's simple. Other generations, it's not so simple. And so I used that, and I used myself, and I built one day at a time, and eventually the right people came around, and the right people will come around. And it takes time, and you won't get those right people if you don't just start. So pulling it all together, if you don't just start, and if you're like me and you're a perfectionist, you won't get anywhere unless you start. So that is my spiel. So Megan, what is an obstacle that you faced?
My biggest obstacle was financing.
Okay.
I kept telling myself I couldn't start a business because I didn't have the financing for it. And it's not because I couldn't get the financing. I could have gotten a small business loan, or I could have reached out to investors. But one, I have a husband who just doesn't get social media. He didn't get what I was doing. And two, I think because he didn't get it, and he didn't have confidence in it, I didn't have confidence in it. So
that's probably very relatable for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, your confidence in the very beginning is so thin.
Uh-huh.
You feel like it's experience that builds your confidence. And prior to Media by Megan, I was always an employee. I didn't have to pitch myself. I didn't have to have the mock-ups and everything. I didn't have to have statistics to show clients. So I lacked the confidence in my ability to succeed on my own outside of being an employee. And the third reason I didn't get financing was because I just didn't think I needed it. You know, social media management is what I did in the very beginning, has low overhead. You do it from anywhere. You just don't really need a lot of financing for it. So I kind of felt like I was at a standstill. And it wasn't until I reached out to someone, so I used my network, that I kind of saw some movement. So I follow this one person on Snapchat. Her name is Chelsea, and I think her last name is Peets, Peitz, Chelsea Peets. And she does something similar to what you did in the beginning, Sydney. She does real estate marketing.
Okay.
And I just asked her if she thought for social media marketing that I should get financing. And she said, no, do everything you can free first. So I know in the beginning you outsourced, but in the beginning I did everything I could for free. So I taught myself how to do the books. I taught myself how to build the website. And, you know, you can teach yourself those things through through Social Salad. Teach yourself how to do social media. And I got two huge advantages from this. One, I had confidence in my abilities and in my business. And two, I understood the mechanisms of how my business worked because I gained hands-on experience every step of the way. So as I could afford to and begin to outsource things, I knew who to hire because I knew if they were good, I knew if they weren't good, if they were just starting out, and I knew if they were trying to scam me.
That's such a good point. Because a lot of people don't a lot of people don't they think, oh, I have to hire people, or I can't afford to hire people. But really, when it comes to marketing, it really depends on what you're doing. In every business, there are tasks that you can teach yourself how to do. Just because you don't understand how to do something doesn't mean you can't learn how to do it. There is YouTube. There are podcasts. Mm-hmm. There's the internet. Absolutely. Bloggers. There are courses. And endless content that
– it's endless.
Yeah, that resources to teach you how to do things that you don't know how to do.
It's endless, And, you know, so much of it is free out there on the internet.
Yeah.
You just have to, like we said, you just have to research.
And commit yourself.
And, yeah, oh, yeah, commit yourself to yourself. Commit yourself to doing the business and commit yourself to putting in the time. So in the beginning, I spent a lot of time. I didn't spend a lot of money. So to recap our two biggest obstacles, one, Sydney's was being a perfectionist, two, minus financing. But whether it's one of those two obstacles or if it's just not knowing where to start, like Sydney emphasized earlier, and I hope we've emphasized throughout this podcast, is the important thing is to just start. And that can be as simple as joining the Social Salad Facebook group and asking us a question saying, this is where I'm at, what's next?
Yeah, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have, and we're here to help you. So ask your questions, join the Social Salad if you're not already a part of it, and just take that first step. It's all about taking action, and I know it can be really scary, especially in the beginning, and sometimes mm-hmm. you might doubt yourself, but just have that confidence. And know that if you take one step at a time, eventually you'll get there.
Absolutely. That is a great way to end that. Beautifully put, Sydney.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So next for Sydney and I will be a Facebook Live. Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. We'll be answering all of your questions about this podcast in our Facebook Live. So make sure to check out Social Salad on Facebook so you can ask away on Thursday. And make sure to join us back here Mondays for the latest download available at 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Bright and early.
So take the week bright and early, but it will be available anytime.
The best way to start your day.
Yes, best way to start your day.
Learning.
Think about your questions after you've listened to this podcast. Join us Thursday live on Facebook. And in the meantime, we hope your week is productive.
Oh, for sure.
Did you get the pun there? Did you get the pun there? You didn't get the pun. No, produce
nope.
pun. Produce.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's good.
Never mind.
Nope,
have
it's good.
Have a good week, Social Salad family.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.